We're finding systematic abuse of children, both in terms of the facilities they've been housed in, but many children reporting sexual abuse as well. Along the way, they've been asked to pay smugglers, and often they've run out of money, and the only currency they have is their bodies. So many of the girls spoke of being beaten, of being prostituted in order to be able to pay the smugglers for their journey. And we've seen the number of girls arriving with sexually transmitted diseases incredibly high. There's clear state testimony around systematic rape, as well as a vast, almost 50% of the young girls arriving with sexually transmitted diseases.
And in addition to those sexually transmitted diseases, you say that a lot of these young people, primarily 14 to 17-year-olds, they're arriving with TB and scabies even. There's a lot of conditions they can't get treatment for.
Yes. It's basically a lack of adequate nutrition as well as poor water and sanitation facilities. The number of kids with tuberculosis is also significant. So it's clear that the conditions in the facilities are insufficient. There is no proper medical care. And when people arrive, and young people in particular, they are being provided assistance in terms of being able to see a doctor. But even in Italy, given the numbers arriving, we need to scale up the number of kids who are getting adequate medical treatment immediately upon arrival.
Can we just step back a bit and go back to Libya, where the majority of the migrants and refugees are coming in from North Africa, from the Sahara, Sub-Saharan and Sahel regions. In Libya, you've identified, what, around 30 centres where people are trying to get to Europe. What can you tell us about the conditions there?
We've identified 34 centres, but we just think this is the tip of the iceberg. Many of the centres are hidden, or they're controlled by militia, where we've had no access. So the centers where we have had access, the conditions are appalling. It speaks to the spread of disease that I spoke to earlier, but it also speaks to conditions in which no child should be held. We have women with very small children, there's no medical care, and these centers are not fit for purpose. Right now, the system is so criminalized that we're basically seeing people often leaving the centers, going into flimsy boats, risking their lives at sea, only to be picked up by the Libyan Coast Guard, returned back to land, and then trying again. So this recycling of people who are trying to flee desperately and make that dangerous crossing, only to be returned and then try again, is illustrative of the desperation of people to leave where they are and aim for a better life.
And when the children do arrive in Europe, you say that a lot are dropping out because they're not being processed. They don't have the paperwork, they don't have a passport. What are they telling you? You met them in Palermo.
The kids are telling me that they don't know what's going to happen to them next. Now, we have to look at the numbers. More than 25,000 have arrived in the last couple of months alone, since the beginning of 2017. Many of these have been processed by the Italian government, who's doing an extraordinary job against all odds. The kids I met in Palermo, many of them were in municipal facilities with guardians being provided care. But around 8,000 have dropped out under the radar because they don't know what's going to happen to them. They haven't been able to get a clear indication of what will be the next steps. And after a couple of months, they've run away or they've been lured by criminal gangs because there's uncertainty about what next. We need a clear system whereby children are adequately registered and quickly, that they get access to medical care, that they have access to education, and most important for them, that they're communicated with to understand what the procedure is going to be next. And they can't get conflicting messages from different systems of whether it's the police or the childcare services. They need to know there's a clear plan for them and that there is an opportunity and there is hope.